speedbuilders.com. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, a confession is a statement made by a defendant other than at her trial in which she has acknowledged her guilt of the crime for which such defendant is on trial. In order to constitute a confession, such a statement must show that she was in the crime, as well as the required criminal intent. Those are the things that a confession must have. Then we define an admission, which you haven't asked me about. I'll be glad to read it, but you haven't asked me about that. And then it goes on to say, just as I've been trying to tell you, that with regard to that definition, you decide if there's even been a confession. That's something you have to decide. You may decide there is. You may decide there isn't. You are the only judges of whether there is a confession or not. It says here, you are the only judges as to whether the defendant made a confession or an admission, for that matter, and if so, whether such statement is true in whole or in part. In other words, we have the possibility in law that a confession might not be true, or the whole of it, if you find the whole thing to be true, and then you give it the weight that you think it deserves. It says that evidence of an oral confession or an oral admission of a defendant should be viewed with caution. That's a definition, and also says to you, as a jury, one more time, that you are the only judges of the facts. Whether a confession has been made is a factual question. Therefore, we don't tell you that a confession has been made, and we don't tell you that it hasn't been made.